Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California.
This week on Coastside Carousel, we are joined by someone who doesn't just play music, she inhabits it. Whether she's flat-footing on a wooden stage or calling a square dance that brings a whole room together, Evie Layden is a true force of folk. She's a polyrhythmic powerhouse who brings the ancient sounds of the banjo to life through a contemporary, soulful lens. A singer, songwriter, and world-class percussive dancer, Evie has spent her career reconnecting Appalachian roots music. Her work is a masterful bridge between tradition and innovation, one that has taken her from the legendary stages of Lincoln Center and a Prairie Home Companion to international festivals like Celtic Connections and Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. Evie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Did Oddfellows find you or did you find them?
They found me. Cindy from Oddfellows came to a show I did at the Lost Church in San Francisco. She said, would you ever consider coming to Half Moon Bay? And I say, as I always do, we respond to all invitations.
So much to talk about, Evie. You're so talented. You celebrate Appalachian roots music. You're a world-class percussive dancer. You also are a square dance caller, world-renowned. My parents square danced for many years along the peninsula back in their day. Isn't the art of square dance calling like a musical performance in and of its own right, only with your voice?
Well, in a way, someone asked me about, you know, that do I consider square dance calling a performance? And I don't. It's a service. It's a very different thing than actually entertaining people in a certain way. So it's a service to get people moving and having a great time without thinking about it too much. In my mind, it's like large group choreography, and choreography is like one of the skills that I love to implement.
Can I put you on the spot? Can you do just a little rendition of what a square dance call sounds like?
Oh, sure. All join hands and circle to the left, circle to the left, circle south, put a little moonshine in your mouth. Back to the right, go the wrong way around. Dance all night like spokes on a wheel. The more you dance, the better you feel. I could go on and on because I'm called generally, you know, for a full dance.
We're going to play a few of your songs today. They're all beautiful. One is called Glory and Only You. Tell us about your upbringing. Where did you grow up and why Appalachian roots music?
Well, I actually grew up between New York City and Baltimore, which is, you know, not in Appalachia at all. Both my parents were born and raised in the Bronx, but my dad went to a hootenanny at Carnegie Hall in 1958, and he famously went, you're not going to like this, but he went home and threw out all of his original rock and roll records because he fell in love with not just folk music during that first folk scare, but specifically Southern Appalachian old-time string band music. And so we grew up being taken to some of the very first folk festivals. And then a lot of those artists that were traveling from the South or traveling through would stay with us. Neither of my parents played music, but my mom was an international folk dance leader. My dad loved to dance. So he was always putting us in situations around this Appalachian music and dance. And my sister and I started clogging when I was about 5, and we were singing Carter Family songs. And so we really grew up with that ethos in our household. And then also my dad would drive us down to North Carolina to go to a good party. It's really what we grew up around. I started playing banjo when I was 8 years old. And so I don't remember it ever being a choice. It was just always kind of what we did. And same thing with my career. I just utilized all of this information that I loved. And also learning that, you know, through my early years, that music and dance being a part of social communication was something cultures do all over the world, except for in the West. You know, really with capitalism, it really becomes divorced from the participatory element and it's more consumerist. And so a big part of my career, including the Square Dance Calling, is just really facilitating people's participation in music and dance as the most natural, fun thing to do.
Evie, we're going to play a few songs now, and I want to start with Glory. Is this one of the songs you're going to play on Sunday, March 15th at the Odd Fellows?
Oh, there's a good chance. It's often in our set list, and it's a mashup of a traditional old-time tune called Valley Forge, and then I wrote the lyrics Glory. Because I grew up with all this old-time string band music, I very often in my original songs end up doing I have several mashups just with traditional tunes. So instead of like a traditional instrumental, I'll play a tune. So this kind of deconstructs the tune around the song Glory.
Let's hear it now, Carousellers. This is called Glory. It's Evie Layden on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Sometimes I can, and sometimes I can't, and I can't without you by my side. The sun is shining all around, but it's not shining on me. How long will you stay in this town, or will you come, go, come, go with me? Will you come, go with me?
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside and the more famous bands to visit our coast. My guest this week is Evie Layden, who's performing at the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows Hall, an afternoon show on Sunday, March 15th. And I must say, Evie, I think you are one of the more famous ones. You've done so much. You played at Lincoln Center, Prairie Home Companion, Celtic Connections, and something called Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. What is that one?
Oh, my goodness. Hardly Strictly Bluegrass is one of the biggest free festivals that happens in Golden Gate Park. And it was established by Warren Hellman, one of the few billionaire banjo players, the late Warren Hellman. He was actually a banjo student of mine. I would go down to the Pyramid Building to his office and teach him some banjo lessons, as did my bandmate Eric Pearson. So it's a huge free festival that he's gifted to the city of San Francisco. And it's been going on for, 25 years?
Well, Evie, I told you I'm an old rock DJ, and it tells you how where my blind spot is, right? I'm not really big on bluegrass, but I love your stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us what a world-class percussive dancer is.
I started with clogging. Like I said, my mother was an international folk dance leader, and she was learning some Southern Appalachian flat foot clogging in a workshop, and my sister and I stood behind her and just got bit by it. And we learned everything we could. We made up dance routines. And then I studied more percussive dance. So percussive dance is like any dance that creates percussive sounds. So tap, clogging, flamenco, like any of those foot percussion styles. But also ham bone from the African-American tradition is part of the Appalachian culture and is a form of body percussion. And fast forward to the whole reason I ended up in California is my partnership with Keith Terry, who came from the jazz tap world, but is most known as a pioneer in the field of contemporary body music. And so that's body music, clapping, slapping, stepping, but also singing, melody, and harmony. So as I've gotten older and also co-founded the International Body Music Festival with Keith, I've been creating different kinds of choreographies with my dance company, Motor Dance.
How would you describe the term polyrhythmic music in your life?
Well, polyrhythms are several rhythms played at once that are, you know, common throughout various cultural styles of music. But especially, I really dig into the African diaspora roots of Appalachian music. Growing up in my teenage years in Baltimore, it was a predominantly black city at the birth of hip hop. And meanwhile, I was playing the banjo and clogging. And I really investigated these roots when I was in school at Brown University. I created my own major called African Studies and Dance. And as I said earlier, I was really intrigued by music and dance used as part of social communication because that's how I grew up. And of course, come to realize that it's true of most cultures in the world. And so the idea that you have foundational rhythms like clave, for example, that holds a pulse or syncopated pulse, and then you have other percussive rhythms that form in around it. And there are so many polyrhythmic systems all over the world. And what I like to do to challenge my brain is do one rhythm in my feet, one in my hands, and one have song in my voice. And it is just a mind-exploding experience, but it also makes some very cool performance activity.
You know what this reminds me of, Evie? And for the radio audience now, just visualize you're rubbing your tummy and tapping your head at the same time. That it describes, I think, what you're talking about, right, Evie?
Yeah, but in a much more creative and artistic way.
Yes. So, Evie, let's squeeze in another song right now called Only You, another beautiful one from you. When you're writing, the songwriting process for you, describe it a little bit, and then we'll go into the song.
You know, I'm a really heavy reader, and I love just like the turn of a phrase and plays on words. And very often with songwriting, a certain phrase will stick in my mind and it'll attach itself to a melody. And I really try to write songs that relate to the human experience. So whereas a lot of songwriters really pull a lot of personal stuff from their lives, somehow that didn't come along till later. And I really just love just the expression of human sentiment and humor and the way language just sort of falls together in a flow with music.
Here it is now, Only You on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
I no longer matter.
Radio for the Coastside is KHMB. This is Coastside Carousel, the show that celebrates local musicians and the more famous bands who come to Half Moon Bay. And at the Odd Fellows on March 15th, a Sunday afternoon, is Evie Layden, and she's with us today on Coastside Carousel. Evie, what does 2026 look like for you? Are you on the road like many multiple days over the year?
Yeah, I'm on the road to like half to two-thirds of the year, doing either tours or camps or festivals or things like that. And whether it's focused on, you know, my banjo playing or my songwriting, singing or old time specific related stuff or dance, percussive dance. It's a very diverse career that I have, which I think makes it actually possible.
Is there anything else we should know about you as we get ready for the show on March 15th at Odd Fellows?
Well, I'm bringing my trio, and so the three of us really sing harmonies together. Keith Terry is great. He plays tonal percussion on acoustic bass and also does some body music and dancing. And then Eric Pearson is just a consummate side musician, just adding a lot of flavor on guitar and resophonic guitar. So I love playing with this trio. We have a bunch of dates all around California, including some festivals coming up in the summer. And any chance I have to play with this band is great. And then it's just a very entertaining show. You know, I really love making people both laugh and cry and feel things and have a communal experience. It's a big part of my career.
You are the consummate artist. What a great life you have.
Well, I feel very lucky. I feel lucky that I have a diversity of skills that can shift with shifts in the culture. And also, I feel very lucky that a big part of my career is not just about watching me do things, but me engaging people in activities that, like I said, are like the most human of things. Singing together, dancing together, really feeling that connectivity with community. It's really important to me.
Evie Layden, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks a lot.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.